Welcome in. Today we're going to take a classic old-school jungle-style break chop and turn it into a full drum and bass arrangement in Ableton Live 12, with that crunchy sampler texture and a hazy atmosphere around it. This is intermediate level, so I'm assuming you already know how to warp audio, slice a break, and do basic mixing. The goal today is not just making a cool two-bar loop, we're building a structure. Intro, drop, breakdown, second drop. The big idea is simple. Keep your main break punchy and driving, and let the texture layer carry the grime, the air, and the lifted from old gear character. Alright, let's set up the project fast, because arrangement starts here. Set your tempo to somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. I'm going to park it at 172. Now add a little swing from the groove pool. Something like swing 16-65 works great. Don't overdo it. Amount around 10-20%. Timing around 55-65 and a touch of random, like 2-5. This is not to make it sloppy, it's to stop it feeling like a spreadsheet. Now markers. Seriously, do this. Drop arrangement locators so your brain starts thinking like a producer. Make an intro for 16 bars, a drop for 32, a breakdown for 16, and drop 2 for 32. You can change it later, but if you don't do this, you'll loop for an hour and call it a day. Next, pick your break. Amen. Think, hot pants, any classic, drag it onto an audio track, turn warp on, set warp mode to beats, preserve transients, and set the envelope around 45-65 to start. We want it locked to tempo, but still snappy. Now gain staging. This is one of the unsexy parts that makes the crunchy part actually work later. Adjust the clip gain so the break peaks around -10 to -6 dB. You want headroom. If you slam everything now, your saturation later just turns into mush. Okay, slicing time. You've got two good options. Option 1 is the fast classic. Right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient. Ableton will build a drum rack where each slice is on a pad. Option 2 is more hands-on. Load the break into simpler, switch to slice mode, slice by transient, and adjust sensitivity until you get clean slices. Avoid micro-slices. You don't need 64 tiny fragments in drum and bass. 12 to 24 meaningful slices often chop better because the groove stays identifiable. Now here's a coaching move that saves you a ton of time. Create a slice rolls map. In the drum rack, rename your key slices. Kick 1, kick 2, snare 1, snare 2 or snare rim. Hat tight, hat open. Ghost, shaker, ride, crash. Intermediate producers lose momentum because every pad is named something like Simp 1 and you spend your creative energy hunting. Naming is workflow magic. Now let's write the chop. Create a MIDI clip that's 4 bars long. And I want you thinking like this. Bar 1 is identity. Bar 2 is little edits. Bar 3 is a bigger variation. Bar 4 is your signature turnaround fill into the loop. Start simple. Get your backbeat right. Put snares on 2 and 4. And then place the kicks in a way that matches the break's natural attitude. A lot of old school breaks have a kick on 1. And then a kick around the end of 2. But let the sample tell you. Don't fight it. Then ghost notes. Use quieter slices, little hats or ghost snares, but keep their velocities low. Think 30 to 55 velocity. Ghost notes should be felt more than clearly heard. They're the glue. Now add one re-trigger moment. Take a snare slice and do a quick 1/16 repeat right before a phrase change, like the end of bar 2 or the end of bar 4. This is that classic jungle nervous system energy. But just one to start. You can always add more. Quantize lightly. If you hard quantize everything to 100%, you'll kill the pocket. Try 50 to 70% quantize, or let the groove do some of the work. And here's an extra trick that makes it feel like performance instead of programming. Once the main pattern is working, record yourself playing extra edits for a few bars on your MIDI keyboard or pads. Even if it's messy, then go back and keep only the best moments. Old school energy comes from human decisions, not perfect grids. Cool. At this point, you've got a main break chop in MIDI. Now we build the crunchy sampler texture layer. This is where the atmosphere starts to become a personality, not just an effect. Create a new audio track and name it Break Texture. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. And record 8 to 16 bars of your chopped break playing. Now you have a single audio file, and this is important. Audio is easier to age, smear, filter, and automate like an old record or a resampled loop. On break texture, build a crunch chain. First, redux. Start with bit reduction around 10 bits, and sample rate around 12 kHz. Keep it subtle. This is texture, not demolition. Next, auto filter. Choose a low pass 24 dB slope. We're going to automate cutoff depending on section. In the intro, you might be down around 800 Hz to keep it underwater. In the drop, you might open it up towards 6K Hz. Add a touch of resonance, like 0.2 to 0.4, and a little drive if it helps. Then saturator. Analog clip mode works great. Drive it 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip, then level match. Don't let louder trick you into thinking it's better. Then utility. Make it wider, like 120 to 160%. But be careful. This is where you can make something sound huge in stereo and disappear in mono. If Live 12 utility gives you a bass mono option, use it and keep low frequencies mono-ish. Now blend this texture under the main break, usually somewhere like minus 12 to minus 18 dB under. If you notice it clearly as a second drum kit, it's too loud. If you miss it when it's muted, you did it right. Quick low-end planning note. Decide early whether you're adding a modern sub or Reese later. If yes, high-pass the texture more aggressively, often 200 to 350 Hz, so it doesn't fight the bass. Let the main break keep a little body if you want, but keep the texture out of the low end. Now we build atmosphere properly with returns. This is the rule. Keep the backbone fairly dry, and put your biggest ambience on secondary events, ghost notes, one-shots, little answers. That's how you get space without washing out punch. Create return a called dub echo. Put echo on it. Try 1/8 dotted or 1/4 timing. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter inside echo. High pass around 200 to 400. Low pass around 4 to 7K. Add a little modulation, 2 to 6%, just for movement. If the return is still messy, put an auto filter after echo and high pass more. Return B, call it dark plate. Put reverb on it. Plate or hall, decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so it doesn't blur the transient, high cut 4 to 7K, low cut 200 to 400, then a light saturator after the reverb can thicken the tail without making it loud. Now send your main break a small amount to reverb and a moderate amount to echo. Send your texture layer more than the main break. The texture is the atmosphere carrier. At this point, your loop should already feel like it's in a world. Now we arrange it like a record. Intro, 16 bars. Start with just the texture layer, plus a high-passed version of the main break, or maybe even no main break at first. Automate the filter cutoff slowly rising across these 16 bars. But don't just do the filter open cliche. Do an information drip. Bars 1 to 4. Texture only plus a noise bed. You can generate noise with operator's noise oscillator or use a vinyl noise sample. Filter it with auto filter so it sits, and if you want it to breathe with the groove, sidechain it lightly. Not pumping, just gentle ducking around the snare. Bars 5 to 8, introduce a chopped ghost pattern, like hats and little bits, but avoid the full main snare. You're teasing rhythm without revealing the full punch. Bars 9 to 12, drop in one recognizable snare hit every couple bars and send it hard to the echo so it answers into space. Bars 13 to 16. Do a one-bar preview of the real groove, then cut it right before the drop. That silence creates the oh here it comes moment. Now drop 1/32 bars. Bring in the full main break, unfiltered, and keep the texture underneath. Then commit to a simple rule. Every 8 bars, 1 change. 1, not 5. Here are your change options. Mute the kick for 1 beat at the end of bar 8 or 16. Do a 1-bar double time hat moment with 1/16 repeats. Throw a single snare with a big echo send, or do a tiny tape stoppish pitch dip on the texture audio only. Keep it subtle. A really clean way to design variation is call and response over 8 bars. Bars 1 to 4 are the statement. Recognizable groove. Bars 5 to 8 are the response. More edits, less obvious. Then repeat that logic across the 32 bars so it evolves without you constantly reinventing the chop. And if you want it to feel like an old sampler that never hits exactly the same twice, try velocity swap layering. In drum rack, layer 2 slices for the same pad, then use velocity ranges so soft hits trigger a duller slice and hard hits trigger a brighter one. It creates natural dynamics and that different hit each time vibe. Now breakdown. 16 bars. Trip back to texture, effects, noise bed. Maybe a moody vocal stab or a pad chord. Here is a good tension move. Automate redux slightly stronger in the breakdown. Maybe drop the bit depth a little, or lower the sample rate slightly. But again, subtle. And build a riser from the break itself. Duplicate your texture clip. Reverse it. Drown it in reverb. Resample that. Then fade it in. That keeps the whole track feeling like one universe, not random samples pasted together. Drop 2/32 bars. bring the main break back, and now change the camera angle rather than just adding more notes. Duplicate your break texture track to make a second texture variation. High pass it at 1 to 2 kHz, widen it more, like 160%, and send it more to reverb. Now you've got this wide crispy haze above the main drums, but the core groove stays punchy in the center. Increase intensity with fills and call and response edits, but also think DJ friendly. In the last 8 bars of a section, reduce the surprise edits and let a cleaner groove run. It makes it feel like a record someone could actually mix. Now glue it together. Group your main break rack and texture tracks into a drum group. On the group, add glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. This is cohesion, not flattening. Old school breaks need dynamics. Add EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clean rumble. If it's boxy, a small dip around 250 to 400. If it's harsh, tame 6 to 9K a little. Optional soft clipping at the end with saturator. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on, just to catch peaks and keep it confident. Two important checks before you call it done. First, do a slash B monitoring for crunch decisions. Map something so you can quickly toggle redux on and off, or use a dry wet macro. Crunch sounds exciting solo, and then you realize you murdered your transients. Quick toggles keep you honest. Second, do a mono check. Put utility on the master or on the texture and flip width to 0 for a second. If your texture vanishes completely or turns into harsh hiss, pull back the width, or reduce harsh side energy around 6 to 10K.